Can we lift our hands and give God praise? Oh, what a great God we serve. Come on. Let it steam from the depth of your heart. Let everything within you bless Him. Oh, we thank you, Father. We give you praise. We honor you, Father. We honor you. Come on, lift your voice, say it. Offer the fruit of your lips. Offer the fruit of your lips. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we honor you, Jesus. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. The Lord of hosts Himself. We bless you, Lord, you are holy, and forever you are God. We bless you, Lord, you are holy, and forever you are God. So, our Father, we give you praise for yet another opportunity to learn at your feet. Tonight, speak to us. I didn't hear that amen enough. Let your word be clear. We live here knowing what to do. We give you praise, O Lord. Tonight, let there be healings. Let there be miracles, signs and wonders. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand. If that's the best you can do, then amen. Alright, please be seated as kings and priests in God's presence. Let me say this. The way I rate music ministers, I love skills and I love excellence. But there's something that can't be lent and money can't buy. It's called presence. And that was what we saw this evening. That's presence. Whatever price you pay to carry that atmosphere, hey, start it now. Musicians fade, but men of the presence don't. That's a very strong one. Amen. Let's give them a big hand again. There are fragrances you can't buy. If you have it, you have it. Amen. Do you know how to taste different spice in food? Different ingredient in food? For instance, if there's salt, but they use another flavor of seasoning. What you call Maggi. Maggi is a brand, but that's what you call the general seasoning. Amen. Do you know how to taste the difference? That is the same way there are flavors that different situations are responsible for betting. For instance, when you hear a man of God, yeah, there are different things. When you hear a man, and you know it's not about how new it is, but something holds your heart and keep it burning. That's a flavor. What practice is responsible for that? You must find out. Because if you desire it, have you sat under people who carry the presence before? If I teach you for 3 hours, you won't know. Because something holds you beyond the word. And something is responsible for betting that. You can't operate in it if you don't know what it is. It must be that precise. I don't struggle. You take me to meetings where they have scattered everywhere. Leave me with my own method. The Holy Ghost will take charge. 100 meetings, 100 times it will happen. Not like it happened today. There are flavors that it is passing through fire that brings. There are flavors that are product of brokenness. There are flavors that are product of long hours of prayer. Do you understand what I'm saying there? By the time we are done with this meeting today, to be clear, Jesus came. Maybe you've been thinking that what's next after the meeting we've just had? That was us trying to scratch the surface. I couldn't even teach any message completely. So what you have was half message. The first one you had, maybe two out of how many? The second one, introduction, we stopped. If we're going to have something that will hit fat, you feel like exploding will keep you down. We're going to do 2 weeks. We're going to have something robust will finish. By the time you come out of that one, enter the market is upside down. Imagine you being under such atmosphere for 2 weeks. One of my sons, who is a pastor, came to meet me. He said, "My head wants to explode." He said, "My head can't carry it." He said, "My head can't carry it again." I said, "Go and build capacity. Borrow vessels." But that's how major moves are born. We build that faith. It gets to a point. Once you get to that peak, release them. That was what Jesus did with them. What you saw in Matthew 10, when he sent them 2 by 2 and all that, was first process of building. So today I have very, very important journey to take you on. Now, Matthew chapter number 28. We'll start reading from verse 18. Matthew 28. Alright? If you are there, say amen. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven." All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. See, when you read the Bible, don't read in a rush. Your mind will try to get ahead of you. Particularly, because you are people who are laboring in the world. Okay? Take everything for what it is. Be patient. So when he said, "Go ye therefore," the next thing you have there is a conjunction. Meaning that the "go ye" is a whole body of activity on its own. Alright? Now we're discussing one this afternoon. Isaiah 40, verse 29. "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew" what? "And they shall be like" "they shall" what? So they are not the same thing. "They shall be like eagles" is a separate word. Eagles don't run. Eagles don't walk. So when they say you will run, you will walk, you will fly, that's another body of word entirely. First, there will be eagles. Full stop. The sharpness. One of the signs that you need a retreat is that you are afraid. And eagles are not. You see, there's something that you need to have, and you're going to get it tonight. It is awareness of who you are. The way it happened to me was in school. I had spent nights studying. I had even wept. I can't remember the course, probably medical virology or something. Can't remember. Some things were just not adding up. So I got to class. We're supposed to have a group reading. And everyone have agreed before I got there that Lazarus is the person. If that's the height. So I got there and they were saying, that's forget about it. It's here. We'll get to understand. Ah. How could you all believe that I'm the guy for this and then I'm still struggling? If you say so, then that's it. I got either 93A or so in that course. Because retaining things is not just about your memory. It's also about your perspective. Take a child, talk the child down. He will learn less. Encourage that same child, he will learn faster. Awareness plays a major role in what you become. Awareness. I am a lion. We don't turn from any prey. Mm-mm. We don't turn back in battle. Are you with me? Hey, are you with me? Praise God. Now, go ye, therefore. I took time to break this down. My introduction. But I think I did more justice to this in Lagos. You need to get my teaching in Lagos powerful. And teach all nations. So, I could only teach, go ye therefore in Lagos. Am I correct? That was where we stopped. So we couldn't continue to teach all nations. So how do you teach all nations? Let's read this in Amplified. Matthew 28:19, Amplified Translation. There's a version that I need you to see. Matthew chapter number 28. Alright? I love what I've seen. So go then and what? Make disciples of how many nations? Talk to me now. How many nations? All nations. So the word teach there is not the word explain to all nations. It is not the same teach as what you have in teaching a class. Let me give you a bit of breakdown. Let's enter into some semantics. Matthew 28:19. Now the word teach used there. The word teach used in verse 19 is the word matayuo. Sorry, it sounds like Chinese. Which means to enroll people. Enroll. That's literally the word. So when the Bible says, go and teach all nations, what it's saying is, enroll them into your class. That's the word. Now let me ask you a question. How many of you have, this is not where I'm going tonight, but I need to deal with this for us together. How many of you have mentors? People that you have enrolled for something they are doing, but they are not running a school. You have your certificate already, but you see enrolled, probably for their mentorship for something. How many of you have people like that? Wave your hands. Okay. How many of you paid to be enrolled? Let me show you an answer. You paid. Okay, good. You should have that at a certain point. Because as you mature, certain lessons can be free. Okay? Our African church is not yet used to paying for courses. Freely you have received, freely you give. The ones you receive freely, you give freely. That's the scripture. The ones you pay to learn, let them pay to learn also. When I taught for 260 hours at School of Ministry, that's a whole body of lessons and books. Do you know how many theological books I've reviewed for this School of Ministry? You have no idea. We are starting something new. I just ordered for some books. There's no copy left in Ibadan. I will sit with them and burn night candles. Okay? I'm paying for them. I don't get free books. So, let me leave all those areas. That's another topic for another day. So, but something, you saw something in certain individuals that made you wait for a moment there will be opportunity to be enrolled under them. That doesn't mean that you too don't have people that have enrolled under you. But you saw that beyond all the things and the success I have, this is a person, but it's also a school. And the way people pay to school, I pay him so I can get another high level of knowledge. I heard a woman say things like, I think she paid, was it $15,000? Just to be seated in the same room where some men were talking. It was none of her business. They will not talk to her. They don't need her mindset and anything. Just to be in the same room where these two guys are talking. And it was not a conference. Just to be in that room where they will be discussing. So every other person you see there, it means these guys have so grown that their basic conversation is a school. But listen to this. When it comes to knowledge, when it comes to excellence, it defies religion. When the Bible says, teach all nations, this is not religion. This is what you have translated from the kingdom that will make nations come. What that means is that you must be able to translate what you see literally in Bible into something that benefits nations. Let me give you an instance. Nigerian government, if I'm correct, either 2016, we're having a major event and they were going to receive some people. I won't mention names now. But it was a church protocol team that was invited to handle the event. Protocol department in that church was already teaching nations. Protocol department. What department? Protocol. Let me tell you something. Bishop Shane, come. Have you seen a case where somebody was dying and they took the person to the hospital and a doctor and this guy, not you now, happened to be a staunch imam that they have even flogged girls for not covering their hair. And they'll say, you don't come into us as a place like this. This same guy is dying. Then the doctor coming to rescue him is not covering her hair. Have you ever seen where the person will not say, hey, doctor, you can't treat me because it's against. Let me tell you this. Religious restriction will limit you at a level. Religion and their highest laws limit only a class of men. Excellence is needed regardless of religion. Let me share this with you. You don't know what I'm saying yet. If you get to a place and they say, we can't give you this job because you're a Christian, it's because of the level you are. If, now permit me, because my Abuja folks now, they are looking at me now. You know, that happens a lot there. But if your name had been in the news that you broke certain international record and you also probably were able to do certain things that nobody in Nigeria had done, though they wanted that someone of their tribe or religion should get the job, with exception to your class. What I want to tell you is that you can't teach all nations just the Bible. Because not all nations will come for that. You are going to need something else to infiltrate. At that level, because I'm careful, because people hear messages at different levels of growth. And if a baby picks this, may not understand what I'm saying. At that level, what you will even need to use to help nations is not Bible study. It is principles. Principles, principles, principles. At that level, the things that play, the big boys at that level, are ideologies. Driving governments, driving organizations, driving systems. You will never see anywhere Daniel did Bible study, but it was a force. If you have to say, sit down for Bible study before they learn, you are not a good teacher. There are things that your life better teaches. If you have to ever open your mouth to say it, then that's an addition. That's luxury. One of such is integrity. Another of such is discipline. Another of such is diligence. The best teacher of this is your life. So when Jesus said, go therefore and teach all nations, he was not sending mushroom churches. He wasn't talking, are you following what I'm saying now? He's not saying, go and become a defeated believer. Are you aware that if you're applying for visa, I don't know if they still do it, you are likely not going to get it if your account shows that you are owing some people. Nation builder in the mud. Should I teach you emotionally or should I face it? Talk to me now. Are you sure? You will not borrow. Say amen now. Rather, you will lend to nations. Again, I say you will not borrow. Rather, you will lend to nations. Do you understand what I'm saying? Very serious stuff. I told you, recently, was it UAE that signed a deal with Israel? Who would ever think that UAE will ever sign a deal with Israel? Do you know how they've taken Israel all the years? But even those who hate you will have no choice because of the fragrance of this thing coming out of your life. Let me show you something. Isaiah 60 from verse 1. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Isaiah 61. 60 from verse 1. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Arise, shine. Hold on. There are two things. The problem is that you read arise and shine. Arise. That's one thing. You can arise and not shine. Arise. One. Shine. Two. Then an information. For your light is come. Meaning that your light may come and you don't shine. You come to a phase where at this level, this should be you. But you are not aware. Usually when people don't rise and shine, because they are not aware, it's because they didn't enter that phase with prayer. But seasons are faithful. For your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Verse 2 now. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and what? Gross darkness, the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen. Mean that the earth is going to see issues, problems. Many of you can solve those problems. And that's your entry point into ministry. But you want to say, no, I will come in through ministry. Then I will now be relevant for the nations. And God is saying, mm-mm. There are those who are called into fivefold ministry. But you, this is a ministry also. Because that's an infiltration strategy. Do Do you understand what I'm saying here? There are countries that I can't get visa as a clergy, but I can get the visa as a footballer, as an entertainer. Even if I want to go and preach in such a place, I will go in as a musician. It's faster. All I have to do is to sing while preaching. If I have to say, I'm going to stay here, till they give me as a clergy, the harvest will be wasted. And that was what happened to Peter. What he was before the Holy Ghost came was what will be needed after the baptism. He was the eloquent free guy. But once the baptism came, he entered religion. So God had to raise someone who will now be that guy that Peter was. Let me tell you, I was watching one of the videos of the service on my phone, and I watched where he was dancing. Those random videos with a phone. Watch where he was dancing. And I noted it in my journal. I'm going to check. Does he still dance like that? Because the idea of pastoring is not to now lose that Davidic grace. And I think he still dances like that. Let's give a big hand. I have honestly tried. But the day it comes, Some of you trash the cutting hedge because you said yes to Jesus. What you did not realize was that Jesus was coming to make it sharper and now use it for himself. And that's why till today, if you go on my social media handles, you'll see having written everything, I still put a public health professional. There are places I will enter that the entry point to that place is mathematics. And I tell people that till today, I still have engineering math textbook. I'm not writing WAEC. I'm not writing any exam. I personally don't envision a time that I will need a teacher to teach my daughter what I can't teach. For me personally. Maybe it's pride. When God met Moses, he asked him a question. What do you have in your hands? He said, a rod. He said, drop it. He became a serpent. Pick it by the tail. But the problem is that your own Moses is asking God, what do you have in your hands? Your degrees, your certificate, they are useful. I've not torn mine. I won't. Even if the anointing is hot, like fried pepper, never. I'm envisioning a season is coming in the new Nigeria. They will reform everything, including church. Am I going back to professional practice? No. You see what I'm saying? Pastors who became pastors without going to Bible schools and have certificate that shows that they studied for it, they will close their churches. That time will come in Nigeria. It will come. God has told me this for over 11 years. It will come. And it will be part of God's attempt to reduce many excesses. Because it looks like ministry is the only thing you can start out of dreams. Huh? Somebody can wake up and say, I had a dream. And the following Sunday, he has opened the church. God will regulate all that. So nations are coming. Okay? But what I'm telling you is this. How do I explain? Let me have Pastor Wally come. Hold this. And Olubo come. Hold this. Alright? Now look at this. Pastor Abraham come. Open this. You come here. Man of God. So I want you to do me a favor. You are going to decree and declare this thing must be filled with water. Pray. Start praying now. Touch. Pray. Hey, man of God, do you want water here? Okay, pour it. Okay. Now, let me explain. What I want to say will offend religious mind. But I don't care. Well, our church is going to take over America. We're going to take over America. We have a prof who is Holy Ghost filled that America needs. Who will get the job done faster? Okay. The problem is that the African church only overrate one form of power. That's why we are being defeated on all other mountains. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes it's not even about a prof. It might even be a footballer. I'm amazed. Sunday morning, I came here with joy. My boy won. I couldn't sleep. But I was amazed that all political party presidents were congratulating the true Nigerian. If Anthony Joshua fight today, even Buhari will. And Yogawa. I don't know if that might matter. And my father in law has warned me, focus on your ministry. Yes, sir. Just that sometimes I can't help it. Even now. Okay? Everybody celebrate Isaiah Adesanya. We celebrate Anthony Joshua, a true Nigerian. Who has done this, has made us proud. Failure is an orphan. Once you succeed, hey, the guy. Look at what happened during the election in Lagos. Ethnic profiling. But if at that same moment, an Igbo guy did something that is worldwide, they all forget about all those things that are celebrated. I said, there are exceptions. What I'm doing at this phase of my life is I'm teaching, we are building churches, we are starting new churches. But there is a phase coming where I'm going to have to be a missionary. But not just for mission purpose, but because we have to now go and prepare for the future. God has said this church is going to have universities. I will have to separate myself. Let's leave the rest. No matter how much you don't like Bishop Oyedepo, if you have your child in covenant, you want to tread carefully. I said there are exceptions to hatred. Please be seated. If you understand this, what I'm saying here, you will know that we can convert the wealth of the brain drain we're experiencing as a nation into a massive force. What we are experiencing now is the wealth of the nation. And I don't agree that our best minds are living. But that's an insult to the rest of us. Okay? But we cannot also deny that part of our best minds are living. Because the criteria for coming demands that you are even solid. But we can make good use of that for global evangelism. That the people are trained before they leave. They know that if, as Joseph, you find yourself in Egypt, it's because your brothers are coming. The nation that is doing best in all nations is Nigeria. Top this, top that, Nigerians. So we have work to do. There are some of you who are seated here that only God knows by next week. You've gone. It is who you see that you know. You don't know what's going on. So you might be attending church with last time. Let me enjoy it. Now I'll be watching online. You don't even know. Do you understand the basics of what I'm teaching you today? Nations will come and learn, but they may not learn Bible first. And those guys outside, they understand this more than believers. And they are using it more. What we are suffering today is the consequence of our doctrines of yesterday. In order to prevent problems tomorrow, we must correct it. Aggressively, though in love. Sometimes I see some people say something, I just, don't let's start. I've seen people rise and speak against certain things, certain financial operations. And if they are respected people, your heart may be wounded because, you want to stop. But most times I find out that believers speak without making research. For instance, somebody might be very good with media, active there, doing amazing things. And you can sit under a sermon that they will say that your mate are building destiny, you are building Facebook. If care is not taken, what you are building by revelation may die in your heart. Meanwhile, all those other things that people are building needs visibility. And this is also a department that is required. My Facebook account was hacked. Tens of thousands of people. We opened a new one. Somebody went to, I don't know those who are my matter. So they closed it down again. Then we just used a week on it. But I observed, as I was checking the statistics of our school of ministry, I observed that our reach went down by more than 90%. So how do you tell me media is not powerful? When that happened, that doesn't mean that we are having lesser students. No. In fact, not at all. There's always a way to come out. We came out. And that's the power of small community groups. I don't want to go into that. That's why I didn't post it online. Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it well. Nations will come for it. Okay? I don't know how soon God is going. By the time we start actively, we are starting one this year, but it's still not fully active the way it should be. And that's because we are building many things at the same time. But soon, apart from School of Ministry, we'll also have School of Missions. That's where you will learn. Let me give you the military, for instance. The soldiers, militaries, they don't keep beds. Right? So if you hear that, and you are a stubborn person, and you see somebody who is on mufti and beards and all that, you may try to be rude, not knowing that there are special soldiers that are under covers, that those ones have to look like a man who is not in the military, so they keep beards. The church needs to understand that. The soldiers, pastors, collar, suit, tie, carrying the Bible, by the grace of God, flyers, we are coming to America, glory to put the flyer and everything. But we also need to have our undercovers. Those ones don't use flyers. I'm going to America to study. I'm going to America to work as a nurse or as a doctor. But the two guys can perform the same purpose, but one will enter faster, because it's coming on the basis of the values they need. Hey! On the basis of the value. There was a time in Nigeria that young people, once they feel this fire and all that, they were tearing their certificate. That's you using one vision to override everything. More things are coming. Some of us are getting more certifications now. Because beyond preaching here, we need to be able to sit at Harvard. When you hear that your pastor is a graduate from Harvard, even if it's just one course he did, just ask my pastor. And my pastor. And I found out something. That in ministry, people, even your people, get better revelation of you when you do well. Hey. You hear tomorrow that the state governor or the governor of your state is giving one pastor, one so-and-so award of excellence, this, for noble contribution to the state, Pastor Joseph Adeniran. Wait. I see the way. You will, listen, you will see on all WhatsApp status, who is the pastor of the wealthy house? The wealthy house pastor. The wealthy house pastor. That tells us that there's a form of honor that result brings. Now let's deny it. You see, we don't like this balance. Hence the reason why we struggle. Do you understand what I'm saying? I remember when I received the award of excellence from, I saw people who said they will begin to come to Serve Light Church. Because of that. The idea is that when your light shines, men will glorify your Father who is in heaven. Do you understand what I'm saying? If we don't get this balance right, we will have wasted harvest. You know, I was saying something during the meeting, the minister's session during the meeting. Everything in this church is thought out. By the grace of God. Now, I told you, I sat down. The day I almost cried was on a Sunday morning. I was in the office. Out of about 6 testimonies, thank God I fell from bike. The covenant of life kept me. I didn't die. I've been trusting God for house rent. God sent somebody. They sent it. All the testimonies were bike, almost dying, covenant of life. Meanwhile, if you were inside your car, you would not even have stressed covenant of life. You don't like what I just said. I just have to agree that these testimonies are not necessary.
If you have your money, you'll not be testifying about somebody who sent 35K. So I said these testimonies are problems. I said they are good things, but they testify of poverty. I had to agree. My people are not doing well. So I went to now, I did not blame anybody. I blamed myself. What am I not doing well? So I started listening to my messages. And I saw that in almost every message, I will give stories of the days I was in quarantine with God. How that there was no food but God supplied. And people too began to hear that the Holy Ghost said they should resign their jobs. Because that is what is power to the environment. As we change to audacity and change to apostles in marketplace and different series like that, the same people started getting job and the Holy Ghost did not say stop. You don't have an idea of the joy I felt coming back in this house. There are people you are not seeing in church, not because they are backslided, but because God has settled them. I'm ready to pay that price. I said our focus is not seating capacity, but sending. We mean it. You don't know. Some of them are listening to us now from different parts of the country and some from different parts of the world. I don't need, with this place will be filled any day, any time. But that doesn't massage my ego. I called the staff of the church 2 years ago. And I said, my prayer, none of you will be staff here for 3 years. What are you doing? Get out of here. How much are we paying you? We began to change it. And things began to change. You know, the one that shocked me the most was that my boy. I mean, when I speak with people, what I want to see is how I can come in. I met him. Alpha, what's your name? My name is Joshua. What do you do? Said nothing. Ha. What can you do? Said nothing. I said, stop that. How do you tell me nothing? What have you done with your life? He said, so actually, I studied so, so, and so, and so. That was what you studied. What do you do at all? I said, nothing. What do you earn? He said, God provide. If you, listen to me. If you don't tell people like that the truth and help them break into their destiny, and you are maintaining them sitting in church, that's you being wicked against them. The church is not to use people. The people are not there for the church. The church is there for the people. You will raise, you will harvest, you process, you deploy. That's where I'm going tonight. I know you saw that many of the people who came around during the weekend, some of you knew many of them at Batis. They used to be in Ibadan, but now they're in Lagos. Am I correct? So as they keep spreading, the church too keeps spreading. As people are getting jobs across and all that, what are we doing? We are maximizing that spread and recruiting them into private trainings. We have trainings going on now for diaspora. We won't say don't go, but we'll train you. Hey. Do you understand what I'm saying? When we had IMC in November, there was one of the guest ministers who almost couldn't make it. We're trying to book the flight, but because he was in a private session where he had gone to disciple a king, a first-class king in this nation, with the wife of the king. I'm going to say something, but I'm going to quote it. So by the time he was ready to come, we have not booked the flight, and he was the one saying we should hold on. So there was no flight. If I've been to Nnamdi Azikiwe Airport, that's Abuja. Am I correct? Nnamdi Azikiwe? Yes, yeah. You will know how busy that place is. No flight. And we're waiting to be blessed by him that evening. We were praying. We bless God for prayer. But something worked. Influence. The fact that I could call the manager of that air company, airline, and a plane going to Ilorin had to be diverted to Ibadan
to drop him and then three others. Those three others would have taken boss before, but thank God somebody was there. You know, God warned me. He said to me, and the only reason I'm saying this is because I owe you honesty. He said there are different heights you will not climb as long as you don't know who you are. Stop taking the economy. When you raise the standard to the level of the assignment, the resources needed for it will come. I just want to go to the airport and then sit down and then just plug my headphone and wait for them to call my flight. He said, no, stop doing that. How much do I have to pay to go and sit at a private lounge there? And as you do that, you meet important people that are relevant for the work. When he says that they that wait, I be like eagles, you will run, you will walk. That one is not eagle. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want to say more things, but internet. My own structure is prepared because a time is coming, which is close. As we are ministering directly to her, DSTV and all that. And we can't say remove that one, so you have to be careful. Am I boring you? You have to understand this one. The problem is, you are taking instructions from people who don't know what it means to do things at high capacity level. And those instructions come with plenty emotions and a lot of blackmails using Bible. Why should a pastor wife be wearing clothes? Is that fine? That person is married as a pastor, yes. But the wife is not relating with kings and he himself not. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hey, let me tell you this. There are different things that are needed as part of the package of what God needs to walk through you. You need all of them. The church has cheated herself on several occasions because of religion. And that's why you must understand, not every pastor has your word. Not every pastor. Not every pastor. Particularly, don't listen to any minister who has the culture of talking down on the next generation. They are not for you. Only builders are for you. Anybody that every time they are angry, talking down, next generation, this, that, you put... Anybody can identify a problem. It takes ministry to solve it. Ministry is not to call out problem, it's to solve it. The reason why I'm taking my time to emphasize on this is that the way you have interpreted this scripture, if I allow you to continue like that, that's an impossible task. You are seeing it wrongly. When we say you will evangelize nations, you will disciple nations, you need to understand the tool of infiltration. It is not always the Bible, but the man going there is carrying it on the easy side. You will sit on different board meetings that they don't open Bible there, but you must talk from it using the registered language. You will never hear Daniel said according to any king, according to Moses, according, he never said that. But speaking from that divine inspiration. I saw a video of Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala who was speaking about how they fought, and I almost cried. How that they have tried to fight corruption and how that they come after you when you fight corruption and all that.
you will understand that there is a moral compass where they are functioning from. There is a depth. At that level, many of these guys are people praying. Because you are up against a world, a system. And that's why I'm going to take my time to revisit that teaching, the curriculum of giant, and also release the book, because it's a book. The idea that if you hear that teaching, if you hear me teaching that message, that one is not what you see now drafting message. This one is from tears. Because it looks like, why is it like as a church, everybody in different part of the body of Christ, we are fighting as one beating the air. We don't know what key open what door. How can we do it that if I have 500 people in church, and we have our community groups, and we have this one who are politics or political scientists and so on. If I sit on them for 3 months, these are the class. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen. The problem with your curriculum is that if you sit on them for 3 months, they will become righteous, but they will not win election. That's your own curriculum. The only part to focus is godliness. But they still don't win. There must be a wisdom that no adversity can withstand against it. That with this wisdom, they now know how to win without cutting corners. They win. Wait now. Your curriculum is that Jesus died, but he did not resurrect. It's the same thing. If without resurrection, our faith is useless. The root of faith is the resurrection. That if the same spirit that raised Christ from dead be in us to quicken our mortal bodies, you are saying die. But don't rise in glory. So we teach men righteousness, but they become broke. That's your curriculum. And we found a way to say that the disciples of Jesus, who among them was rich? There was one, Joseph of Arimathea. Without him, the salvation story will be faulted. So the idea is, I need to labor. The one that I will teach you to be a righteous person, to walk in light and all that, that one doesn't need too much labor because that was where I was baptized from. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? As long as you are serious as a pastor, you can teach them. This is a righteousness, this is scripture. But that one, that you will now have that wisdom, that plus this righteousness, you will win. I will need to go and borrow vessels to have wine for that one. I will need books that are written in light of scriptures and interpret it well. And eat and eat and eat. Then reteach. So people are afraid of our gospel. Because it brings death, not resurrection. That's what is happening. People are doing well financially and all that. Once they join church, join workforce. What's happening? Wrong teaching. They should actually start doing better. And that's why you must be careful. As a pastor, the area the devil will attack the church is from the word, it's not about money. It's not about cars. It's not about... Spirit of light. Say amen. Do you understand what I'm teaching you here? Let me ask you a question. What's your influence level like? What's the biggest room you've ever entered? That Jesus will carry. What's the highest place you've ever taken him to? If you are to pull stunt with all the influence you have for the sake of the gospel, how far will he go? So, are you the one that will take nations? It means you need to change your curriculum and understanding. There was one time, I did something on Twitter. Just released something. I went around and all that. Over 1.something million people reach in a day. I got message from different political aspirants. and their support groups. Different messages. I'm contesting for this. If you can come and talk to our team. The issue is that the Bible I will teach you, but you know, if I come to talk to your team about politics, you will learn politics better. That is, if the, where you have stopped is the Bible that is only useful for church, forget about nations. That's where the only place you can shine is church. You even start missing it. Because you don't understand what God is doing now. I say this with all humility. And I say with sense of awareness. If I stand as a counselor to a political party, they will win. They will. I know who I am. This one is not the one you are saying by faith. Sometimes I can't help this thing. So when my father in the Lord says that, I don't even know if he's watching me now. Please permit me this night in case. Don't talk about policy. Just focus. My spirit father spent over an hour begging me on phone. It was the following day. They now arrested the pastor. I'll say, Jay, you have seen it. I said, actually, sir. But hey, you know, this one that you talk about arrest and release is because the person has influence. There are things you can't say and do. Yamaje, that is, you will suffer. Meaning that, it's shocking me, shocking me. Get the plan B also. Jesus Christ grew in favor with men and with God. Even Jesus. And we later found out that the wife of the governors were partners. So many times they would have killed him ahead of his time, but the wives. There are things people say because the size of what they are doing is small. You know, even what we are saying, predictable curriculum to raise Christians who are righteous, who are righteous, who are righteous. You know, that no member of South Black Church is doing this. That's for a small church. Except you are not ready for reality. By the time you start gathering 50,000 in one service, you have a killer there. You have the one who has left club. Because at that point, that's not hook. That's net. You are not catching just fish. You are catching prawns. You are catching snakes. The one that you have to put somewhere else because I can kill the fisherman. But the problem is you are using the wisdom of hooks when you are already at the level of net. Or you are a man at the level of net, borrowing wisdom from hook. What will happen is that those that should come, learn, and be transformed, you will say, don't come. Because we are using hook, we are selecting. Okay, good. Well-dressed, good. Oh, okay. Quiet person, good. But once you start coming to the level of let them come, your mentality must change. The greatest hindrance to the harvest is your sense, your mentality. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sphere of Light Church. Why did God call this church Sphere of Light? People have called us different names. From spear. I'll say, just say arrow. Do you know the name we started out with? It was not Sphere of Light. It was Light City Church. They said the name is taken. We moved to City Light. They said it's taken. Which other name again? Eh? Well, no, not Lee City. Lee City is a school. Hill City Church. See, I was not going to compromise city, top. I was not. It won't go. See, these names are taken. I went to pray. Sphere of Light. Anywhere we get to, there should be light. Sphere of Light Church. This ground is Riaza ground. See, forget what you see is Riaza ground. So this is a dress rehearsal ground. Because by the time what we are building begins to emerge, the entire purchase of this place is one check. It's one check. We are going to buy streets in different nations. I'm telling you. We're going to buy an entire street. I'm saying that you can't teach nations Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You teach them the principles in it. You teach people that. You teach people Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But you teach nations. See, how do I explain this? There is a way to teach people. There is a way to teach nations. Huh? If you are an individual, if I want to teach you, I sit you down and teach you. But if I want to teach your company, that's not you. That's a body of system containing people. I want to school system that does not have ears and eyes. That's a different thing entirely. How do I help you? How do I help you? But we're going to get something done tonight. Get out from thinking about daily bread. Get out of that nonsense. Get out of that nonsense. Right now, your mindset should be about systems. Beyond bread, I bless God, somebody gave me 5,000 naira. Oh, glory to God, I would have been stranded, but God showed up for me. It's good. But that's not the testimony of nation takers. Can I say this? Let me alter religion a bit. Can I say this? Some testimonies don't testify of the goodness of God. They testify that the devil is still at work. Some testimonies are a proof. That the people are not fine. are you getting angry? No, only anger. No, you should. I want you to be angry. If out of 500 people in church, every Sunday, 10 are sharing testimony of how they fell from bike, they didn't die. One day, something will do somebody. Why are they at the brink of death? It almost touched me. Moye, I dodged it. It almost touched me. When will they leave the almost? Do you understand what I'm saying? If this is an entire estate, and then there's a fence, and there's fire on the other side, why should I have people who are testifying that I almost fell inside the fire? Why can't they be in the entire garden? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not something is wrong. Why? Do you understand? Don't say a pastor don't understand our level. Keep quiet. That's not your level. Are you claiming that? Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't know how much you pay for a rent. When I said this statement, people misunderstood me. And some fought it. I said it again. That miracle is not a good financial plan. Oh Lord, miracle is a sign that something is out of place. So you need it. What miracle does is to shrink time. The same thing may happen with time, but miracle makes it happen now. Miracle is very good, but you need the blessing. The blessing is that it is coming consistently. Miracle is there's no water in tap. There's small petrol in charging. We have bend it. Start. Pump water. 10 minutes. There's water. Blessing is we have a whole ocean. Miracle is, I had to go and fast for 3 days and God did it on the third day. Somebody sent the rent. Blessing is, it's been on ground before they even ask. The reason why we are trying to use miracle as a financial plan, where the louder your amen, the more the money you account, is because we are massaging the ego of men of God. That as, see, there are things you say about me that you need to know how I think to even know if I appreciate it. I came to church, I didn't have transport fare, and I knew if I can shake papa, somebody will help me. That's an insult. That's an insult. The grace of God upon my life should provide for you that you don't even need somebody to now help you to have transport fare. True? I won't take that and say, well, I'm powerful. I'm not. That's not the sign of power. You don't let what is on me operate there. I'd rather that you don't need somebody giving you. If that is the thinking of our people at 20 plus, 30 plus, 40 plus, when will they take nations? We all will just be here and be saying, oh, glory to God. Oh. If the people who are taking testimony, they are walking. Oh. They'll say, church, you can't even clap and celebrate Jesus. But if the church people too are thinking, we cannot continue like this actually. But let's start clap. It's a tight spot there. Look, I sit in my office and I'm looking at it and say, okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, if we are going to raise people that will change the world, we have to be brutal on ourselves. I've become brutal on what me I thought in the past. I have to sacrifice becoming a deep apostle for the sake of this church. Do you notice? Do you notice? No, go and download my message 2018, 17, 19, 20. You will almost feel I lost my fire. I did not. I'm raising the people. And I'm ready to pay that price and not be invited for meetings when my people emerge. I cut out meetings. Don't invite me for program. This year we canceled all invitations. The ones we attend, just the one by covenant relationships. Sons of the same father. Covenant friends. That's all. Canceled all meetings. Because if care is not taken, in attempt to look deep, you are taking the body of Christ and leaving the immediate church. Only the body of Christ will be blessed. The people are still small. I've had to sit down and say, we can't continue like this. If where God says he's taking us to is nations, it can't be that somebody gave me 3-5. As I was, I thought I was going to go home without money, but God raised the person. Yeah. Now, let me say this to you. There are many of you that God has brought to us in this season that you are going to walk. Okay? There's a reason why God has brought you. Okay, there's a video I saved. This video is by Morio. How many of you know him? Joseph Morio, the coach. I would have loved to play two. The other one is by Muhammad Ali. So I don't just listen to pastors in case you don't know. There are pastors that have spoiled my mind though. I'm telling you. Your vision will die if you allow them. God had to select people I listen to for me. One of the people I listen to, my spiritual father. I don't joke with his messages. Because where he's talking from, I always need months to catch up. But you see, Pastor Podu Emade, that my people, I've been locked in a conference since morning. In case, tomorrow morning I'm locked again. Okay? I want them to play a video. I saved the video for your sake. There are wisdom there. Media, once you are ready, let me know. For that video. The problem is that when you check, when I come to your library, the only thing I see are books on healing, and you have not healed any headache. Fire beyond the upper room, and you are not burning anything. Coals of fire, three-dimensional level of revival. I don't see leadership. I don't see management. I don't see... Where is your entry point into systems? Where? Where is your entry point? I want us to be very angry. Because what we suffer today is because unbelievers are doing what you should be doing. And they are getting... See, let me say this to you. 200 million, is it difficult? People who are going to club are the ones wielding those kind of money. How come you as a Christian is not? It's not... See, it's not because... It's the devil way. So devil, it is a lie. If there is fake and the fake is working, original should work much more. Eh? If you have fake earpod that does not have noise cancellation, but is singing well, original should give me something better. How come your original is sounding like brass? How come poverty is the package of the original? Don't give anything. You can't, see, you can't deceive me. Do you have volume to this? Can you give me this video now? And I want those online to also watch if there's a way you can do that. Yes, there is. Play the video.
I am 56 now, and yesterday, I was 20, and today I'm 56. Time flies. And I think you will regret if you don't reach what you can reach. There is a huge difference between a player that keeps consistency and a player that has moments. And that is what makes a difference between a top player and a player with a top potential. I'm not expecting you to be the man of the match every game. I'm not expecting you to score goals every game. I want just to tell you that I think you will regret. You should demand more from you. Not me demanding more from you. Not me. Nobody. You. I think you should demand more from you. Thank you, mate.
Thank you. I should not be the one demanding more from you. You should demand more from yourself. Because if you're going to be a top player, you have to listen to top players. You are not going to have my attention if you don't have the result I'm trusting God for. What you are telling me that I'll build my life upon must be tested and trusted. Or I see that you are already also working hard towards it. There's another video I would have wanted you to see. I've given it to them. This is a video of one of the moments before Muhammad Ali's fight. Hey, no, but don't say it was a Muslim. Principles are principles. In fact, that video, very just short one like this, it summarized the teaching audacity. That is a practical life experience. The kind of model we are using, the church model we are running now, cannot evangelize nations. The church model we are running now, our definition of revival of that church model is the congregation of defeated people who don't have anywhere else to go except church. They don't have anywhere else to go except church. That model must be reviewed. If not, those who are not praying will defeat those who are praying. If they can give me that other one, then
I'm going to tie it up. I couldn't even enter my message today. But that's a good news. That shows that there's something about your hunger. How many of you are hungry already? That we can't continue like this. For the sake of the gospel. Some of you don't believe that you can go back to school and study. But you can and you will. Because that's the needed entry point for another level. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even when we are raising missionaries and all that, when we say we are training men, some of them to Kenya, to different nations, to United Kingdom and all that. But the entry point, what people are using now, the entry point now, is academics. It is. So it means that even if the person now becomes the most anointed, if he does not have the basics upon which we cannot put down one, we can't send the person. Not because God didn't call him. Is it simple enough? God called, but he has not got some human requirement. He will still have to pastor, but will have to be at a level. Not because God wanted it so, but because that's the preparation. I told the pastor, I said, go and work on how you speak. Say, if not, we'll only send you to villages. I mean, I will say it as it is. We will only send you to villages. People get offended because you have a leader who demands excellence. But life will. And life will do so in a brutal way. You run from training because you feel it takes somebody who loves you to tell you that our system will move on if you don't get this. It has love. There was one time in Nigeria a ministry had to remove pastors with O levels from Saturday and tsunami. They were angry and offended. If you are under the sound of my voice, you are a young person. I don't see anybody who is in 60s here. You are young people. If you have O level, go and work at studying further. National Point University is there. You can be doing your work and study. Nobody will know. Nobody will know. Okay, do you have volume also? Reduce the background noise as you did the other one. So let's go. Play it when you can. Then I stand you up, pray for you, then I release you.
How do you all know so damn scared? I might be going to the funeral. I'm the one fighting. George Foley. You've been bleeding all the stuff you've been reading. By how hard he hits. George Foley. Not now Joe Frazier. He destroyed the kid. You not been, and the public is affecting you. The hell with George Foley. When you get out here, if you're afraid, just smile. Just act like you're happy. How am I going to win the fight if I went out thinking like you? Damn George Foley.
I'm in a tactic, Kamali, to let the man pump himself out. 3 seconds left in round 8. Very even fight. Ali, a sneaky right hand. Another sneaky right hand. This time he works over the shoulder.
Now, pause that. Let me tell you what just played out. The person who wants to go and fight, usually it will be the team encouraging him. But they were already sad on his behalf. You know why? Foreman, George Foreman, one of the hardest punchers in the world. They were all down. He said, if I'm thinking like you, I will never win a fight. And the same person who was going to fight had to take on the responsibility of first encouraging his team. That's why he's the greatest ever. You will one day sit down, cry and regret, knowing that your children will have to suffer what they should not have suffered if you have become all you should have become. Before that day comes, I did not pastor with mediocrity. Get out of that bed of idleness and ask yourself, why sit we here till we die? We can't take nations like this. We must be angry. We must be angry. We must be angry. Many of you, your life will require that you take unconventional route, because that's the stretching that needs to come for you to break out. Are you following what I'm saying here? We must be angry. And that's what I'm telling you. Reject old wife fables. People want to say, you see, when I listen to people, I listen intelligently. I just hear them. You are saying what you are saying because of what you are seeing now. If you come to my reality and see what I see, and the kind of people like pastor, and the people that must be born. And that's why I know that we have a responsibility to first go through, then come back and teach a generation. And while we are doing what we are doing, we will not shine and our videos will not trend. But a generation will need the videos as curriculum. God told me, He said they will still come back and sit down and listen to everything you have taught. That's why I prepare diligently. Do you understand what I'm saying? You hear people saying some fires and some crystal. You are young, me too. Fire, bold, this. If that is not your message, that's a sign of low self-esteem. You came for the retreat. Is it power? There's power. But we have laid hands, we have anointed, we have imparted. Go and do something with it. So you now come today now. I will now lay and say, fall down, scatter chair. For how long? So when people see people like Reverend Sam Adeyemi, they say there's no power. Meanwhile, he has produced people that have influenced systems that you are benefiting from more. And with your power, nothing. We overrate this one-dimensional power. Media is power. Even if the video you are posting is about your marriage, how that there is love inside, is power. It is healing those coming from broken homes. Don't be conventional and let anybody shut you up. We need all these flavors. We need all these flavors. So lift your hands. And some of you need to repent. Because you threw away the cutting edge. Because you felt you came to Sphere of Light Church. And now this church is... Oh boy, do you know what we need? We need different things, in case you don't know. We need different things. There's fire in this house already. But we need different entry points. Do you understand what I'm saying? Ask that God will open your eyes. And for some of you, repent and take back what you threw away. Come on, go ahead. Go ahead. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we're praying. Let me give you the template. When a young girl, young ladies who are not married, pace is good. But once you are now married, I'm not saying you should not keep yourself. But you start having children. And I say, no, I don't want to have a child. Because I want to maintain my shape. That's not a mother. What you back call Abiyamo? For the sake of the children that will come, you will have to forego the shape. At that point, you won't compete with those girls who don't have children. I'm showing you pastoring now. If you leave me in apostolic field and all that, oh, you have videos everywhere. But I'm nursing. So I can go to Abuja and sit there and nurse. You don't have much videos. It may not make sense to everyone, but it makes sense to my children. This is how to build, I'm showing you now. Something must come out of your life. And you need a body of empowered words. Accurate. For it to be born.
Okay, while you are waiting that one day God will use you, you hold microphone. Why waiting? What are you doing? By the time you now hold the mic, you don't have anything to offer because discouragement has finished you. Just waiting that one day. You're waiting for one day. Why don't you start from where you are? Goliath was not David's first exploit. Goliath was not. He had killed lions and bear. Goliath was not. Lift your hands and say, God, help me. I want to take nations for you. Open my eyes. Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, help me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Have you been blessed tonight? Okay. Let's give the Lord a big hand. If you sit down and listen and listen and listen again, something will come out. There are things you don't know you can do, but you will need a body of information to bet it out. You can. People come and meet me, Papa, I want to do this. I'm like, start already. Like, I'm your number one fan. This is not a house where we want to have pastors come on the altar and just shine. We want many stars. Don't you get it? And I want to thank you with the way you support each other's visions, but you have not started doing enough. Not start doing enough. We're going to heighten it. And that's why we're going to revive the community groups. We're going to revive it. Some of you didn't learn certain lessons at the first time. You made your leaders tired. You don't know how to build a relationship. You are not appreciative. First, we're going to have a class where we'll discuss all those things. The common mistakes of believers. Then we go back. The community group structure has provided more jobs than our prayers. It has. Is our prayer not effective? No. Prayer must translate to wisdom. I fasted and prayed till God that bettered out community groups. When I said, I called my friend, I said, I found the secret. I said, wait, let me test it for a while, then I can show you. So now we're going to take it at another level. Many of you don't know that we had people who are in politics here. Some of our people contested for different, but you didn't know. Some of you need to become card-holding members of the party you believe in. But you had this one that all of you seem to believe in. Because what is going to happen is that they're going to use the Trojan horse formula for it. It's going to happen. They're going to put their mighty men as a gift and send them to those parties. And they will infiltrate. So that you don't know the difference between them and the other two. Now that being a delegate is not a big deal, become one. But you won't. Will you? You should. So you can understand what we are doing in Sphere of Light Church. It is Sphere of Light. Who are the light? You. So when we come together, light, stars are coming together. There's brightness everywhere. So those of you who are doing things, media, your interview sessions, don't get tired. And don't let anyone despise you. That probably because you didn't say so ministry. And don't also be under pressure to add ministry to it. May lose the significance. And that doesn't mean it's not a ministry.
I saw the pictures of the last one. The reality of the things there. Are the things that should be happening. The kind of people, the relationships they built. The things they had. So when I think about how we can get away from the tent structure, have buildings, and then have different halls, studios. If you want to go and do conferences, you don't have to be paying. That one has left your prayer point for 600,000 one conference. We have. It's your father's house. Studio session. We're going to have all those things. Those who are singing can have studio in the house. Do your sessions and all that. If you are not doing the excellent, we'll kick you out. Because three things can be abused. That's the balance. If you are not doing excellently, you come here, you are singing, you will send you away and say, go and pay somewhere and then learn before you come back. Because there must be discipline. True or not true? Huh? Kindness in itself is not a balanced commodity. It's not. If you export kindness alone, you will die. It needs to be exported with some garnishings like discipline and all those things. Or you give somebody money today, tomorrow they come back again, next month they come back again. Don't kill me. Should have learned a way to make it. True?
Yeah.
Praise God. And it's going to happen. I said it's going to happen. I said again, it is going to happen. Now I speak over all of you. God will use you for His glory. You won't fail God. Out of you, rivers will flow. And it will flow and water nations. You will have access to operations, systems, and policies. And you will bring the name of Jesus Christ there. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Get up and give yourself a big hand. Amen.